to spend with me. And this book, finding out about this year. Shout aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Very difficult for God to come near you when you're in the situation you are in now. Let's go to I'm just going to be dipping in Isaiah first off, and then we're going to go into some other chapters. But I think we need to come to terms with where we are now in history. I preface by saying, God said, behold, I give you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth. Currently in America, we can't grow this herb-bearing seed, this hemp plant, because Nixon's law says you can't grow that herb-bearing seed. You're sick, you go to jail. That's where we are right now. Actually, Jesus knew about this a long time ago. In Isaiah 48, he explained that... Here we go. You have neither heard nor understood. From of old your ear has not been opened. Well, do I know how treacherous you are? You were called a rebel from birth. For my own name's sake, I delay my wrath. For the sake of my praise, I hold it back from you, so as not to cut you off. See, I refine you than a silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I do this. That's the New International Version. The New American Standard Version is more accurate. I will act. How can I let myself be defamed? I will not yield my glory to another. That's when we go back to Genesis 1. God said, behold, I give you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth. So what he's doing is saying here, I know you're going to be in this situation where you're waging a war on an herb-bearing seed I said I give you. I know that you haven't given me the credit for every herb-bearing seed. For my own name's sake, I delay my wrath. He's holding back from us because he wants to get the credit for every herb-bearing seed. He'd like to hear a thank you. For the sake of my praise, I hold it back from you so as not to cut you off, because he loves us so much. He loved us back then. He loves us now. He just is waiting for us to do what he has suggested a long time now, to do God's chosen fast, which we jump ahead to Isaiah 58, where I was before. And that's what we want to get to here. We want to get to this point where we understand this is what we really should do, this is what we need to do. And since I'm just assuming eventually it might get to the president, but you people who are into the Bible, who are screening things, you'll understand this and hopefully communicate this to your president, that this is the course of action we want to take now. We want to loose the chains of injustice, untie the cords of the yoke, set the oppressed free, and break every yoke. Once we do that, we can go on to these other things, feeding the hungry and building shelters for the homeless, or providing shelters for the homeless, and clothing the naked, and not turning away from our own flesh and blood. And those family ties, very important now. It's a jubilee. First thing I was supposed to say, I'm so sorry. Consecrate the 50th year, proclaim release throughout the land to all its inhabitants. Leviticus 25. We know that from a well-quoted passage. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news for the poor, to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, which is the Jubilee, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. So all those who are suffering now, there are people who are sick throughout our land, who have asthma, glaucoma, cancer, AIDS, have struggled with chronic depression as I have all my life. The list goes on. There are many different illnesses that are treatable by marijuana as medicine. And as we know from September 6, 1988, when Judge Young ruled in his very important ruling regarding what marijuana was, marijuana in its natural form is one of the safest therapeutically active substances known to man. And so that really should be our law. as opposed to the law that Nixon put into place back in 1970, marijuana is dangerous and has no medical value. That was a lie in 1970, it's a lie now in 1994, and it'll be a lie all the way until Jesus returns with his angels to get these people out of jail, which is going to happen this year, according to this fellow. It's going to happen in 2 weeks, September 15th, or thereabouts. Actually, I think that if we do God's chosen fast, if you understand this message, if it gets through to the leader, to the president, and he declares amnesty for the people who are in jail right now, who have been sick and were put in jail by Nixon's law, not God's law. There's a difference between God's law, which is where you care for the sick and you respect God and honor him, versus Nixon's law, which doesn't let you care for the sick. You put the sick in jail by the millions. Actually, we've got about 7 million people at this point who have been put in jail or punished and penalized for saying, thank you, God, for every herb bearing seed. And those are the people that Jesus is going to come to bind up, to heal, to set free, those prisoners.